about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
Well. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're back again, thankfully. And today's another Saturday. The weekend is here. And the 30th of May, we're at the end of the month. And just a day or so, we begin the month of June. So I'm telling you, I don't know how it happens, but I certainly can't keep up with the speed of light, the speed of time going by. You know what? I always take time to get into the Word every morning and every night. I've been studying. I'm now in chapter 18 of Deuteronomy again, the second go-around, learning more every time. But you know, I have a special guest coming up in just a moment. And this guest has been with me a long time ago. It has been a very long time ago, too long. And this person has had their problems. And, you know, I've had mine over the years. And we're going to reunite today for a while and bring her up because she, of course, is a great contributor to the program and past times. And she has a lot to say and to sing about maybe, too. But first things first, you know. I'd like to get into Paul, and I'd like to get into the New Testament, spiritual warfare, because what we're going to talk about today and every Saturday, always, always, folks, deals with spiritual war. It's not a flesh and blood battle that we fight. It has nothing to do with it, nothing at all. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 11, you know, we're all familiar with this verse. It's probably one of the most quoted couple of verses of Scripture from the New Testament that you'll ever hear. And I wonder how many of us understand it. In verse 11, Paul says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand against the wiles of Satan," of the devil. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood or armies, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore you take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." Now that evil day is coming. What day is that? Well, the day when Satan himself appears as Jesus in Jerusalem. Jesus, the Savior of the world, to bring peace and safety, peace and prosperity. My goodness, where have I heard those words before, huh? And you know, I've often thought about it. Now, how do we do that? What does it mean to have the whole armor of God? And so I began to list some of the things that I thought were, in fact, the elements of the whole armor of God. And one of them is the belt of truth, the truth that is the Word. And then the breastplate of righteousness, to not fall, to stand firm against Satan's temptations and his offerings to you, as if he can offer anything but evil. And feet fitted with the gospel of peace. The shield of faith. Faith brings about miracles, it brings about change, and it brings about salvation. The helmet of salvation is just that. The helmet of salvation. These are all the attributes of putting on the breastplate of righteousness and the armor plate of God. And then the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. those things, oh, those six things or so, folks, are essential in these days, these troubling times, that we need to know, because the deception is getting so big. I mean, it is getting so incredible that even the elect of God would be deceived if it were possible by all the stories, the so-called news accounts, the manipulation of our minds on a daily, minute-to-minute basis by the media, those who control it, to jettison our minds, to control our thinking, so that we either fall into their matrix or we look at it objectively with the what? The armor of God. So let's think about those things, folks. Let us consider them all, pray about them in the name of Jesus Christ, and have the blessing, because it is getting rougher all the time. Now, someone who I've considered a good friend for many, many years, almost since we began on RBN years ago, is a woman who has been through thick and thin, and she's joined us. We part of her movement, you will recall, United We Strike. And she is none other than Karen Tostado. She's back with us. Hello, are you there, Karen?
I am, Rick, and I very much appreciate your opening of the program, because it is a spiritual battle, and we cannot believe what we are shown on mainstream media, and a lot of what we're shown also on the other side of the media, but there are some there who can help point the way to what's really happening, and I'm happy to be back, and thank you to all your listeners who were so kind to me for so many years when we tried with United We Strike, and way back then we were talking about these RFID chips, we were talking about so many things that have unfortunately come to fruition now, so it really is time to put on that armor of God and start thinking with our hearts and following the fact that we're spirit, having a human experience, and it's time that we actually took the reins over our own life and declared self-ownership so that we can start to turn this mess around.
Boy, you said it. You know, we were the pioneers in many ways, long before many have come down the road, and I'm not disparaging any either. However, it's just a fact that I guess, you know, 15, 16 years ago, 14, we were talking about a lot of things that very few others were bringing up. And if they brought them up, sometimes they had an ulterior motive or they were a profit motive. You know, they were looking forward to cashing in on this. But you and I both know that this road that we have been on, and with others all across the world, has been a very lonely and very unprofitable one in terms of monetary gain or possessions. However, we have gained profit in knowing that God has given us the reward in many ways, me especially, my personal, I've told you some of the miracles I've had, and it has just been payback. And the best is, I think, yet to come. As long as we try the best we can to stay with him, do his will, and do his righteousness, and expose the unfruitful works of darkness all around us, I think that will be the case. So, it's been a long time. And, you know, that United We Strike movement, you know, some of the newer listeners probably don't know what it was we were doing back then. Why don't we start off by having you tell them exactly what we set out to do and how we proceeded?
Well, we wanted to raise awareness to the fact that profit was being valued more than our lives, more than ourselves, more than God, more than anything. It's about profit. And we wanted to try and unite people in a strike, in a real strike. But unfortunately, people were more afraid of that word, I think, than the government was, because the objective... My objective has always been to get people, I was hoping, to get people to stay home one day a month until we could grow to such numbers that millions would be staying home. And on the time we were staying home, to research, to really have everyone there in your family and to talk about what's really going on, instead of just falling prey to all of the mass media propaganda around us. And we were talking about targeted individuals with the hidden RFID chips that were implanted years ago, the testing, the voice-to-skull testing. We were talking about the links between vaccinations and autism. We were talking about so many things that are currently happening. And we had monthly marathons, and to my knowledge, we were some of the first, if not the first, to have monthly marathons that included international hosts. We had Detlef in Germany, who hosted and opened a show in German for a couple of hours, and hosted them longer because the marathon was extensive. It would start early in the morning and end, I think, sometimes 6, 7, 8 at night. And we had international guests. We had Alan from Ireland, who then would take over producing, and then we had Gary in Washington. And we tried to bring international guests. We had Deborah Tavares. We had Clint Richardson. We had Sheriff Mack. We had a lot of people who are still doing things. Some are not. But we tried our best to raise awareness and get us to understand that we outnumber them. And if we cut off their profit, they will be forced to come to the table and listen to us. That didn't work, but I have to say that when this quarantine first came down, I was initially happy, thinking, well, people will have time to research. And I think many of them have, but not enough, because we're still being manipulated by outside forces. And I think you're very correct. We have to go inside. We have to go inside and make our peace with our Creator. We have to understand that we are just here for a little while, you know, and our spirit lives on. Our body is a vehicle, but we don't need to be afraid. When you know that you go on, when you know that you're spirit, and when you know that you've got that God connection because your heart is pure and you're protecting life, then the only real fear you should have is not doing enough to prevent this takeover for our children and those people who we need to defend. And this morning, my husband, who is a great researcher in his own right, was looking at this article, and I'd like to share a little bit of this. In 1966, Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, Columbia University professors, introduced a political strategy in an article entitled The Weight of the Poor, A Strategy to End Poverty. The article outlined a strategy to overload the system and create so much poverty that the United States would become a social welfare state with economic and political power concentrated at the top with far fewer freedoms than we enjoy today. And according to Brandon Smith, writing at Zero Hedge, the Cloward-Piven strategy involves nothing less than the economic sabotage against the U.S. Theoretically, according to the doctrine, a condition of overwhelming tension and strain could be engineered through the overloading of American welfare rolls, thereby smothering the entitlement program structures at the state and local level. The implosion of welfare benefits would facilitate a massive spike in poverty and desperation, creating a financial crisis that would lead to an even greater cycle of demand for a fully socialized system. This desperation would then force the federal government to concentrate all welfare programs under one roof, nationalize and enforce a socialist ideology, and ultimately compact an immense level of power into the hands of a select few. And they claimed that this could be accomplished at a grassroots level through community activism, and it would facilitate a more compassionate federal authority. But there are numerous problems with the assertion, because it has nothing to do with grassroots activism and accomplishes nothing for tangible for the downtrodden poverty. In fact, it is just, again, the complete and total control of us and every aspect of our lives. And I want to encourage people to go to CorbettReport.com. That is CORBETT, CorbettReport.com, and check out the incredible research of James Corbett, who has put intense amount of time into uncovering Bill Gates and all of his many manipulations, his takeover of the health system and all the alphabet gangs and the connections in the background. And Amazing Polly has also done good work on that.
I like the way you use that word, background. And, you know, you have a song, I think, that you have composed, among others, that in a few minutes or so, maybe we'll have you, if you'd like to, sing for us, because a lot of our listeners used to love to hear your melodious speaking voice as well as your singing voice, and it made a difference. It cheered a lot of people up, too, you know?
So, well, thank you. I'd still like to think, to they can be cheered up when you really, we have to start at home, you know. And back then at United We Strike, I talked about what, in my opinion, are the five things that we really need, and that hasn't changed. Clean air, clean water, healthy food, self-sufficient communities, and love. We need to love ourselves enough to go for the truth and to follow where it leads, no matter how much we're disappointed and hurt by the truth. We have to be strong enough for that, because our strength comes from our spirit and from God. And tune in to that kind of, we're all part of this energy. We share this. And if we are to succeed, we have to start looking at life. This recent thing with the murder of George Floyd, there are a lot of questions now that are coming up about that, and it's starting to look like we may be setting ourselves up again to be squashed by this huge military presence that is everywhere. These order followers who are simply abdicating their own inner morality in order to implement strategies that are counterproductive to all of us. And back then, too, we had a saying, don't buy, don't comply, ask why. That seems, yeah.
Yep. I have never forgotten those words, and, you know, I've been saying them really ever since we've been on the air. I've been all the time. I've been thinking of you, when I see all of these false flag attacks and all of these shootings and all of these killings, and then the Antifa groups and George Soros financing them and take to the streets, you know, take America's history down, white against black and so on. I realize that it's time to do it now, is to fight against the merchants of Satan and their industries that we finance, that we pay them for. Don't do it. Don't buy. Don't comply. Ask why. And those are three nice points that, as I said, I've never let go of. And we should. We should embrace them right now in our hearts, in our minds, and most of all, in our wallets. Whatever left we have, you know.
Yeah, and our actions. And people, please remember as well, one of the few times or the only time that Jesus really got angry, he kicked over the money changers' tables. And when you look around us, that's what we're dealing with. Everything has been changed into a commodity. We are simply collateral on the debt since the Act of 1871, and our names in all capital letters also make us corporations. We're sold with our birth certificate on Wall Street as soon as we're born. And we give permission to be experimented on through ways that we are tricked into. I've also watched Amazing Polly has done some really good work, and I'd like to connect a couple dots here that you may not be familiar with, but for your listeners, not only do you want to visit CorbettReport.com and really listen to James Corbett, but check out Amazing Polly's work on the health mafia. Because one of the women who she found was Christine Gady, who currently works for the National Institutes of Health. She's chief of bioethics and head of human subjects research. She's an author. She writes a lot of papers on research, and she wrote a book on AIDS and the four paradigms of clinical research and research oversight. Now, according to Polly, and she's done a lot more extensive research on this woman than I have. I haven't done any research on her, so I'm taking Polly at her word, although it looks very well backed up. She's been doing some good research. I think that she still may be a statist, and that's up to others. We can talk about that later, but her opinion is that this woman is come to the belief that the general public is willing to sacrifice themselves freely for the good of humanity. And they talk about the framework for work with human subjects. And it's interesting here because
we're going to take a quick break, though, Karen.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll come back to Karen Tostado. We will take some calls today, too, for you old remembrancers today. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Karen Tostado. And Karen, you were just about to give us a little bit of a transitional here and a case in point. So go ahead. Let's get back to it.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump to Permitted Biological Warfare, Title 50. And it says 1520A, Restrictions on Use of Human Subjects for Testing of Chemical or Biological Agents. A, Prohibited Activities. The Secretary of Defense may not, directly or by contract, 1. Any test or experiment involving the use of chemical or biological agent on a civilian population, or 2. Any other testing of a chemical agent or biological agent on human subjects. Okay, now Section B says exceptions. Subject to the subsections C, D, and E, the prohibition in subsection A does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. 1. Any peaceful purpose that is related to medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. 2. Any purpose that is directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons and agents. 3. Any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control. So right there with the exceptions, they've completely wiped out any exceptions that we would have to being experimented on. So now let's jump back to Christine Grady. I might have said Gady, but it's Grady. She was also appointed by Obama, and she was on his Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues, from 2010 to 2017. It must be starting to hail here. If you're hearing noise there, that is huge hail coming down right now. I'm not going to be able to dwell.
I can hear it.
Let me do something here.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Okay, is this better? I'm not going to be able to stop
this. You're coming in just fine. That's all right.
It's hailing all of a sudden like crazy here. Can you hear me all right?
Sure can, Karen.
Okay, then, yeah, this is surprising. So, anyway, all right, back to Christine Grady. Okay, so she was on the President's Commission on the Bioethical Issues. Her sister was in an embassy bombing in Nairobi. She was involved in that in Kenya in 98, and her sister's husband, so this is Christine Grady's brother-in-law, has been a consultant in international affairs at colleges, universities, and United States Department of State. He's a contractor, and he reviews diplomatic correspondence and documents for release via the Freedom of Information Act requests. So the brother-in-law of Christine Grady is the stopping point for the release of the information for the Freedom of Information Act. This man, Husky, was also a director of crisis management for the U.S. State Department. He was a director of the Office of Global Systems and also a deputy director of Office of East Asia Regional Security. So this is a nice, tight little package. And if you're wondering if Christine Grady has any connections to Bill Gates, well, you might be interested to find out that she is married to... Would you like to take a guess, Rick?
Yeah, there's so many, I couldn't even venture a guess. Give me a hint.
Well, how about Anthony Fauci?
Oh, my goodness. The head honcho there, huh?
Isn't that a nice, tight little circle?
Gee, I'll say, huh? Talk about concentric circles of control.
Ah, yes. And easy. Also, now, this is where it's important to go and to between James Corbett's great research on Bill Gates, yeah. Again, CorbettReport.com, and in YouTube going to Amazing Polly. You will see it is all of these alphabet gangs that are the health gangs. Sorry, I'm being a bit distracted here. It's ridiculously coming down.
Well, there may be significance here symbolically. So maybe you're opening up the floodgates from heaven.
Well,
storms, you know, will come. We know that.
They are, well, as long as you can hear, but yes, so Polly connects all these alphabet gang health organizations, and you'd be surprised at the number of people who show up in the same ones. It's a great big circle, and it goes around, and Bill Gates, I've also seen recently in my research, he is giving an interview, I don't remember where this is, but he's talking about his contribution, that everyone thinks he's so wonderful and he's such a philanthropist, but he receives up to 20 times as much as he donates coming back to him from all of these different health organizations. It's just a huge, circular, ridiculous program that's set up to benefit them and not us. Because, again, we go back to the elite. And way back then with United We Strike, I was also talking about what that stands for, which is, unfortunately, evil, lying, inbred, traitorous eugenicists. And as horrible as that sounds, we have to start understanding that we've been lied to on every side. And what is
You're right. Yeah. Everything now basically is delusional, you know, and we have to be careful. Whatever is in the news, like today, you know, with the constant thing about George and, you know, George Floyd and all of this, we really have to be careful. Remember, post 9/11 set the stage for psyoping, yes. For CGIing, for all of this stuff, Boston Marathon bombing, drill hoax, and Sandy hoax, and all of this that we've talked about. Now, we know every time we just turn on the evening propaganda, and you'll see the saturation of any given story. When it gets the full boat, you know, the full Monty, you know it's become a soap opera. You know it's become a whole new paragon of propaganda, and this is what it's designed to do. to lock down America. You know, all of a sudden, you know, we've been riveted for almost 9 weeks now with COVID-19, and every minute of the day, you've got to wear your mask, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to obey. Now we morph into something like all of a sudden, people are just assuming it's back to normalcy now. What is normal? Abnormal is normal constantly, you know? So it's amusing. What you say is absolutely true. Don't trust anything. Be suspicious of everything unless we can verify it, you know?
Yes, and especially with this George Floyd case, where it turns out that Floyd and Chauvin, who is the man with his knee on his neck, worked together as bodyguards at a nightclub, so they knew each other. There are a lot of things that we need to question. The so-called picture, his booking picture, that wasn't his booking picture. He looks a lot younger in the booking picture, if it even is him. There's so much going on. The Gates Foundation and Fauci and all these other institutes had a 10-year vaccine plan that started in 2010 under Obama, and I've seen video of Obama asking, you know, if there's a way, how do we handle these pandemics and quarantine, and the one who raises his hand and is called on is Fauci. So we have so much happening, and that reminds me, too, the reason I got in touch with you. Here's another one for your listeners to write down, David Martin World. You want to check out David Martin World on YouTube or davidmartinworld.com, I believe. And he has come out, and this is the information that he is encouraging us all to fill out, which is a standard Form 95. Now, this is what he says are the justifications for it. And I think this is also a mind blower. Through the Center for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the Department of Health and Human Services sought, filed, and received a patent which made the identification and the detection for coronavirus through detection kits not available to the general population. By virtue of this patent, they made it impossible for the public health interest to be served. In 2007, they extended their patent filing and sought to actually patent a virus which is against 35 U.S. Code Section 101. In 2013 to 2018, they used international sources and took the research on gain of function, which actually means that they are exacerbating what they're doing. They're amping it up. And that's the research that aims or is expected to increase the transmissibility or virulence of the pathogens, which was determined to be unethical by the National Institutes of Health in 2013, which obviously didn't stop Christine Grady or Fauci, who both work for the National Institutes of Health today still, from, you know, following this. To get around the legal and the ethical implications of the work being done in the United States, they took their work offshore with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It was done willfully so that in publication, they have a publication, World at Risk, from the World Health Organization, which was just cut loose by President Trump. Dr. Anthony Fauci and other members of the World Health Organization's Global Preparedness Monitoring Board Committee, affiliated with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, could make a recommendation that a respiratory-based pathogen simulation must be run with no institutional review board or independent physician to certify that their actions were legal. And I will repeat that. Fauci and other members of the World Health Organization's Global Preparedness Monitoring Board Committee, another alphabet gang affiliated with Bill and Melinda Gates, could make a recommendation that a respiratory-based pathogen simulation must be run with no institutional review board or independent physician to certify that their actions were legal, and this was done to circumvent the exclusions of Section 50.24 of the 21 code. The 21 code of federal regulations.
Yeah. You know, these characters are mostly nothing new. They're dredged up again from the past. And I have said on this program that nobody who knows any better, and most people today don't do the research that I've had in going back 40, 50 years, they don't know these things. If they tied them together, they'd see that these are the people that have been a big, colossal failures in the sense that we normally think of failure. But on the other hand, they've been successful at what they do. Successful lying, successful treating of symptoms, raising a lot of money, raising people's awareness to, you know, follow the leader over the cliff. That's what they've done, is to create a command-control society. Nowhere have I seen this more recently, Karen, as in this last two-month period. I will interact with people. I will not wear a mask, you know, in public, and then I will see people, and I'll say, you know, this is a sham, this is a joke, and they'll say, yeah, they'll take the mask, say, yeah, I agree, yeah, but why do you do it? Because it's consensus. You don't want to be shamed. You don't want to be maybe fingered out by the local neighbor down the street who'll report you to the KGB. You don't want that, do you? No, you want to go along to get along. Well, I mean, Christ never did that. Christ was, like you said, he overthrew the tables of the money changers. And, you know, he didn't join the consensus of the world. Quite the contrary. We need to look at that and understand that if you're following people going one way, you're doing the wrong thing, you know. You should be going the other way. And that's the way I've always done things. You know, the mob said, crucify him. The mob said, burn Joan of Arc, you know. The mob says, to go to war. And I do the exact opposite. But you see how people can be easily conditioned over a period of time by bombarding them with constant propaganda about a new enemy that we have. Whether it's the Nazis are coming, the communists are coming, you know, the Muslims are coming, all of these others, the Martians are coming. We got to all come together, you know, and mobilize and then fight this enemy. And, we see the result of it, more calamity, more disaster. And so we morph from one evil to another, from one hoax to another, from one enemy to another. And people do catch on, a lot of them, but they go along to get along, you know? And that's the problem, you know, is they love conformity. And I don't. And I know you don't, obviously, Karen, anything but a conformist.
Yeah, I've kind of always marched to my own drum. But this this information also on David Martin's, DavidMartinWorld.com says that wearing a mask and practicing social distancing is illegal. None of us gave our consent to be part of an experiment, and that's what wearing a mask and practicing social distancing is. We're experimenting, and there's no validity in terms of research to back that up. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. When you wear a mask, you recycle your own carbon dioxide. You lower your intake of oxygen. We normally exhale toxins out of our body. You're not able to do that because you have to swallow them again, especially if you cough. You subject yourself to having hypoxia. And we have a friend who has serious health conditions anyway, and he was working at one of the restaurants that opened up, and he had a mask on his face. He'd been wearing a mask, and as he was walking out the door with two plates of food, he fell over because he lost consciousness there for a second and just blacked out. And it was because he was wearing a mask. And these types of restrictions are, again, to show us, when I look at people who are wearing masks, because I don't wear one, the only mask I did wear one time was just around here just because I was fed up with all this horse crap. And I cut two eye holes out of a bag and went like, you know, the unknown comic. I was the unknown shopper. And people cracked up, and that's what we need. And I crack them up, too, as saying, cooties, conquer the world in 2020. I thought we were through that when we were like five.
Well, people don't like to be shamed. They like to be part of a movement. And, I'm the opposite. Like, if I'm not being attacked or I'm not being looked askance at, you know, I feel like I've done something wrong because I don't want to go with the move. As we said, you don't want to be with the world because the world is going to hell. And the people, you know, following a blind leader, I don't care if it's Trump, I don't care if it's Schumer, care if it's Pelosi, if it's Mitch McConnell, or it might be Hillary Clinton, or it could be, you know, any one of these others, you know, Joe Biden, they're all followers. They're not leaders. They're puppets on a string, as you've so eloquently expressed. And I think that you have a golden voice. You have a great delivery, Karen, and I think you really enthrall a lot of my listeners, because it's not just the voice, but it's the way you are presenting it. You know, you're presenting it logically. And if you watch Lying Lester at Night or you watch any of the others, you know, proven liars, like we saw with Lion Brian, you know, then we know that we cannot trust anything in the media. Just don't trust it, especially if they swear to it, you know. So you're a champion of sorts, and you're doing great work, and it's great to have you back. I want you to sing before the end of the next segment. We'll have you over the hour, the second hour a little, but I do want you to sing that song, and I love the songs that you've come up with, by the way. And also, Dave Martin, you mentioned him. We've been in touch with him. Dave Martin, I think, will be a guest on this program in the not-too-distant future because, as many know, he has a number of links up on YouTube and elsewhere, and he is exposing this matrix. So I'm going to be in touch with him, and it looks like he will more than likely accept an invitation to come on. So that's something to look forward to and so forth. But let me see if we could take a couple of calls right now for Karen Tostado. And remember, don't buy, don't comply, ask why. All right, 800-313-9443. Let us take a call, and I think our first call is from Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance. Hello, Chance. We have him.
Hello, Mrs. Tostado. I appreciate your pearls of wisdom. You know, when it comes to the face masks, when people ask me, where's my mask? You know what I tell them? I tell them I sent it out to be dry cleaned and pressed. That's how I deal with these idiots. Mrs. Tostado, by the way, speaking of this George Floyd situation, there's information that's coming out now that's looking like it could be a possible deep state psychop. Let me tell you, his neighbors, where he's lived for 5 or 6 years, nobody has ever seen him in a police uniform or seen a police car come on his property. That's number one. Number two, he has a second home in, I believe it's Windermere. It's a resort town outside of Orlando in Florida. In a millionaire neighborhood, the house is close to $1 million. Now, how do you afford that on a policeman's salary? That's number two. Number three, all of a sudden, he's abandoned his home. Now, how can somebody abandon their home when they're going to be brought up on a possible murder charge? You have to stick around, don't you? See, now, all this seems very suspicious. What is your comment, Mrs. Tostado?
I agree. I think there's a lot coming out that's suspicious. Plus, when the ambulance picks him up, they don't exit the ambulance with any kind of equipment, and usually they're going to check the status of the patient before they put you on a gurney, and they just haul him up and throw him on the gurney. I don't know what happened, but what I do know is that they would love to have it really be a martial law, this deep state. They want more than to have us. And now that we're out, and the White House was even on lockdown supposedly last night. So now what we're doing is we're giving them the reason to come and kill us. And I also really want to say that these types of things are, they're horrible to look at, and it's a tragedy. But one thing that I really want to stress, on the inside, on our inside, our souls are not black or white. We're people. We're part of God. We're all part of life, and we have to stop fighting amongst ourselves. Yes, it's a tragedy when a black man died, but there are also numerous videos out there of black policemen beating up black people as well. You know, all of us have a dog in this fight. We shouldn't be mad at Chinese people because, well, the flu came from you or others. We have
to understand.
How right you are. Yeah, life.
How right you are, Mrs. Tostado. But I kind of like this social distancing. You know why? Because I tell you why. Because I like this. I don't think 6 feet is enough. I'd like these morons to be at least 606 feet away from me. Be honest with you. These ones with the mask. That's why I kind of like it. This thing with this George Floyd, like you said, Mrs. Tostado, it's looking like people have to check into those facts I've mentioned, because that smile on his face as he had his knee on the guy's neck. It was like he was posing for the camera. There's a lot of things that just don't add up now that I look at it in retrospect. This might have been, this might have been planned. And as far as the black guy, can we really say if he's dead or not? I don't like to jump to conclusions, but even Dr. Lorraine Day said about the Timothy McVeigh execution, that is not the way you kill a man. You don't put the needle in his leg. Do you remember that, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Positively.
Dr. Lorraine Day said any anesthesiologist knows that you don't stick the needle in that part of the leg. That doesn't do the trick. So in other words, because they have drugs now, like speaking of Jeffrey Epstein there, now come to think of it, that could have been a fake death, too. They could have administered some kind of thing to stop the heart.
We don't believe anything anymore, unless we can really see it.
So how they play with us on every level now, it's phenomenal. I mean,
Why in the end times going to get so bad. That's why Paul was talking about this generation, you know, putting on the whole armor of God. And you can only do with God, with the Spirit of God, the seal in the mind. The seal is what's important, you know. You know, I posted on the Facebook page, Rick Adams Uncensored Facebook, I posted a link that somebody sent me from the Rhode Island Middle East Committee, and he calls himself Sammy Deeb, and I sent it to Karen, and it's very revealing. There's a picture very similar to what we're being entreated to now with regard to George. And it's the picture of Israeli soldiers beating up a Palestinian and one soldier's knee against the Palestinian's skull. And he's using a plastic pad to do it. I have that picture up on my Facebook page if you just scroll down, and I'll repost it. But here, you don't hear a word about that. You know, when Gordon Call was done in, and when Randy Weaver's wife and child, you know, it was no sympathy for them. It was just they're a bunch of right-wing, white, nationalist, extremist, racist, you know. It's all in the reporting in the media. And who is gaining from it?
And Rick, look how the American people looked on with indifference when they burned those people alive in Waco. When I saw that, I said, we are finished. If the American people can sit by and watch people do this to these people, whether you agree with them or not, and not cry and break down and say something's wrong, we are finished. That's what convinced me. And Mrs. Tostado, by the way, I heard that hell, and I couldn't help but think, I heard on the phone line, and I couldn't help but think, are these satanic Kabbalists conjuring up a spell against you to keep you from spreading the word? That's what I wondered. That's what I wondered, because that hell was really loud. I heard it over the phone line.
I tell you, I just said a prayer while it was coming down, and I asked for divine intervention, and it stopped. So I think, you know, God is listening. He does hear and answer prayer. So it happens, you know, these things. Let me tell you, Satan doesn't like the messages that we bring on these programs because they all go back to his archenemy, the Father, you know, and he knows his time is coming. He's sentenced to death. So anyway, thank you very much, Jan, for that call.
Well, Rick and Mrs. Testato, God bless you both now.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, actually, I have a
Karen. Karen, we got some more calls and people who want to talk to you. So let me go right back to the phone. Mark in Georgia is next, and then I'll take Chris. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, what do you think about this Operation Ludicrous Speed? And you know, if you're not familiar, that's straight out of Warp Spaceballs. Well, they want Ludicrous Speed now! And it's like, let's not, whatever we do, let's not stop and think. What did Dr. Judy Mikowicz, when she said there needs to be a moratorium of at least 5 years for proper testing to make sure vaccines are safe? And then they all, she's an anti-vaxxer. It's like, no, she just gets compulsory vaccines and vaccines that are unsafe. And so when people tell me you need to be wearing a mask, I put on my Guy Fawkes mask and I get these funny looks. It's like, well, did Pete kill anybody that didn't have it coming? Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they're uneducated. When I see them without a mask, I think to myself, these people really are sick. They're sick with a disease of the leading government.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is that what I've been telling people as I'm meeting people, is since when is the CDC a legislative body with the authority to enact their decrees, as though their decrees are law, and they're not. You know, and every baseball game I miss, I can't go to Whitewater and get some heliotherapy. Getting some sunlight, it's therapeutic. You know, just don't get too much, and you get a thing called sunburn. But the thing is, I'm going to get some heliotherapy one way or the other, but I look at how they're decreeing things as though we don't know. There's a growing number of people who know about the incredibly flawed model.
All right, we've got to hold you, though. We've got to hold you on. We've got to take a break. All right?
Stay
with us. We'll come right back with Karen Testato, my guest, Rick Adams, on set.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Okay, we're back with Karen Testato now, our guest and American patriot freedom fighter. And we just had, I believe, Mark on the line. Are you still with us? Is he still with us, Mark?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah,
okay,
still here.
Go ahead.
We need to put together or at least have the discussion about a restoration amendment. And what it means is basically an amendment to the Constitution, popularly conceived, that demands that the government cannot lie to us, They cannot shield themselves from accountability. They cannot call things national security, what I've come to call Nazi anal security, which is where the government says, oh, you can't know about how Cheney ordered NORAD to sit on their hands on 9/11. You can't know about where lies, you know, the monitors.
Pretty much
yeah, that's
North
my GPS kicking in. Excuse me. But the thing is, I think the main thing is we need a Leviticus 25 Jubilee where we acknowledge one simple fact that neither political party addressed is that if somebody loaned you counterfeit money, what do you actually owe them? And they've run this racket around the world. Shut up. Sorry.
All right, shut up out there, please. One at a time. Go ahead. Finish up, Mark. And we got to move on. Go ahead. Are you there now? Oh, I guess maybe he heard me say shut up. I don't know. All right, well, if he's not, we're going to move on. But, no, I mean, that yeah, he's not wrong. What we all of us need to do is to focus on the problems, focus on ourselves inwardly, as you said, Karen, and then go on there with the spirit of truth, you know, and not to buy into this lie, not to support this economic system, because this system is finished. This is a fake system. Counterfeit money is not money. It's counterfeit. And we need to be able to invest in real money, you know, gold and silver coins, and put them away and whatever we have that is something we can use to barter with. But let's not be preoccupied with materialism as well, okay? All right, let's go on to Chris in, I believe he's in Los Angeles.
Well, good morning, Rick, and thank you for having Karen on the show. And I'm surprised you kept her under wraps and not had her sooner.
I am very sorry. I meant to.
I've observed a couple of things that I think will parallel and complement what Karen's brought to the light. One, I was rereading the 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961, yep. Mm-hmm. Called the NDAA, and I discovered they had the term advanced research projects in there, and I think that's precisely where they lifted DARPA from, Defense Advanced Research Projects, although it should have more correctly been termed war research projects, because in their vernacular, they speak in polar opposites. In fact, they changed the War Department to the Defense Department. So that kind of follows same line of thinking.
That's right.
Now, she also came to the same conclusion that I had, that their gain of functions really is an expansion of the kill rate to be more efficacious in killing more people with their so-called virus or flu-ruse, as the case may be. And I have observed, like by watching Amazing Polly and other investigators, much like Karen has, that this intricately interwoven web of deception that these psychopaths have woven to cast this spell over the world to be extortionate, be terrorist, and to drive us all into a maniacal frenzy, running around with chickens on our heads cut off with masks on, fearful of everything that's coming down the pike and following blindly these government terrorists and governor terrorists who are telling us to do this stupid stuff, and we're falling right off the cliff like lemmings. This is a very dangerous thing for the world, and especially for the national security and the public safety of the United States. What say you?
I agree.
We need a break right now.
For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.